90 Day Fiancé franchise set to feature first same-sex couple by Madeline Carlisle. TLC's juggernaut reality show franchise 90 Day Fiancé follows couples who've applied for K-1 visas, the process by which American citizens petition to move their foreign fiancés to the United States. The show follows the real U.S. K-1 visa process. Once the non-American fiancé touches down in the U.S., the couple has 90 days to get married before the visa expires and the visiting partner has to return home. Obviously, the stakes get high. Marriage and immigration status are on the line, and the show documents how couples navigate the process and decide whether or not they actually want to get married. The stakes get even higher when considering it's reality TV. After all, nobody wants to watch 90 days of polite conversation. The series has since added 5 spin-off shows, including 90 Day Fiancé Before the 90 Days, which follows couples who have met online and haven't yet met in person or started the visa process. The show follows them meeting for the first time as they gauge their compatibility. In the 4th season of 90 Day Fiancé Before the 90 Days, premiering in February 2020, the show will include its first same-sex couple. "I'm in love with somebody from across the world, and that somebody is a girl," Stephanie, a 29-year-old from New York, says in a preview of the new season. "We've been actively searching for a same-sex couple since the series began, but for various reasons, from visa delays to scheduling conflicts to cold feet, it just hasn't worked out yet until now. We're so excited to have found Stephanie and Erica and welcome them to our 90-day family," TLC President and General Manager Howard Lee said in a statement to Time. Per TLC, Stephanie is a social media influencer who's fallen for Erica, a 24-year-old female Australian photographer. Although she hasn't told her parents that she's dating a woman, Stephanie, who has a bone marrow disorder that makes travel dangerous, wants to travel to Australia to meet Erica in person. Nobody said true love was easy, after all. "We're beyond proud of our 90 Day Fiancé franchise for so many reasons, but especially for the way it helps our viewers learn about different cultures, customs, and ideas on marriage and relationship," Lee's statement continues. "Across the franchise so far, we visited 20 different countries, and each time we cast a new season, we look at all the hopeful couples and try to have the most diverse group possible. That's so important to us as a network."